You know, I will tell you that the most beautiful, smartest women come to me. I'm always impressed with the level of women that come to my matchmaking service. And, you know, I think there's this misconception among men that, oh, beautiful women get asked out all the time. They would never go see a matchmaker. That's actually not true. Women that come to see me because they know that it's going to be quality. That the men that come to see me, A, are at the top level of their game, and they're just, you know, they're looking for a real relationship. They find that when they're doing online dating, that a lot of the guys aren't serious about finding a relationship. So that's one of the reasons that they come to me. I will also tell you, I think that's what's really important is, you know, I talked about being confident and having a great sense of humor, but it's also about how you treat a woman.
Interesting.
Yes, it's very important. So if you treat a woman right on a date, and I'm sure all your male clients are saying, well, what does that mean? What that means is acting like a complete gentleman on a date, doing all those things that you think maybe are old fashioned. I will tell you, every woman appreciates it. Don't be fooled by, oh, women are so independent today. And, you know, there's this women's lib thing. I will tell you, women like to be treated like a lady. They like the door held open for them. They like, you know, their seat pulled out for them at a restaurant. If you stand up in a restaurant when she goes to the restroom, I will tell you, she will be so impressed, because that's actually very, very rare for a man to do that. So when a guy does that, a woman takes notice and says, wow, that guy was raised properly.
I love that you just said that, because I actually just wrote an article recently and I said, remember to be a gentleman. I said, what was it that I said? I said that I've only had two guys open a car door for me. One was my one and only one night stand, and the other one was my husband. So it works out well for you, basically, to open a car door, because I think you're absolutely correct. It isn't out there enough. And I believe, and I know that you do as well, that when a man is in his most masculine state, it allows women to also fall into their most feminine state. And when a woman's feeling her most feminine, it's when she feels the most attraction. And so acting masculine and acting like being a gentleman, I don't want to say acting because I don't want to make it seem like it's fake, but genuinely being a gentleman makes a woman feel light and feminine and flirty and young and attractive. And it puts her into a state where she's more open to feeling attraction, rather than making her feel or putting her into a state of masculinity. So I love that you said that. Can you tell me about some of the frustrations that you hear from women? Because I really want to get that insider information. Because as you said, you know, you do work with very attractive women. So if you can let my listeners know about some of the insecurities that you hear from women and the frustrations they have in dating.
Sure. I actually have some really good ones. And whenever I tell this to gentlemen, they always say, wow, really? I didn't know that. And I will tell you, the biggest frustration that women say to me with dating is that men use texting too much.
Interesting.
When I say that, I don't mean in just, you know, sending a flirty message here or there. Of course, texting is great for that. But when a guy constantly asks out a woman by texting, it's inappropriate. Women just get tired of it. They're just like, why can't he pick up the phone and call me?
Yeah, I completely agree with you.
And I will tell you, one of the second things that I hear is the biggest complaint against amongst women is when a guy can't plan a date. When he says, okay, on the first date, you know, he'll say, okay, you pick.
I hate that.
It's the worst thing a guy can do, because, again, a woman wants to be taken care of and feel like you can plan something, and she likes to be surprised. All you have to do is ask her, you know, what's your favorite type of cuisine? At least she'll give you some information there, and then take it from there. But don't leave it in her hands. The first, I would say, 5 to 6 dates, you should be planning the dates. And then, ask her for some input, but you plan the date.
Okay. So for the women that you work with, what's the age range?
I get women, I don't take anyone under 21,
okay,
but I do get 21 and all the way to, I'd say, mid-40s.
Okay. And this is consistent with each of them, right? Of all the different age ranges. that yes. is consistent. Okay. And mm-hmm. so what about the women that come to you? Do they have, when they come in, do they request physical things, or is it usually emotional and character that they're looking for, rather than saying, I want a really tall, good-looking guy who's rich, who's only 5 years older than me? Or do they come and saying, I'm really looking for a genuine man, a confident man, aggressive man? What is it that you're seeing?
Actually, I'm really, really glad that you brought that up about connecting to a woman emotionally. That's actually another really good point is, and I've seen this before, is that, again, it's not about looks. It's about, you know, the confidence, sense of humor, how you treat a woman, but it's also connecting to her emotionally. If you can connect to a woman emotionally and all those other aspects, you've got her.